das Redelein heraus ist vom Minister Trading in der Republic of South Africa zu Mr. E.M. Sumi, E.M. Speaker Replacement of Mr. O. Shabang on the National Historic Board. The handbook of the appointment of persons to board and state control institutions as approved by Cabinet on 17 September 2008 states in Chapter 4, Section 3 that an executive authority may request Parliament to make recommendations on the suitability of candidates to serve on the board. Chapter 4, Section 5.8 further makes provision for the executive authority to appoint a selection committee which will interview and make recommendation on the suitability of candidates for appointment as board members. As you are aware, in terms of the above mentioned provision, I requested the portfolio committee on trade and industry to interview and recommend suitable candidates for me to appoint as National Authority Board members. I received a Parliament recommendation in appointing the board. Mr. Shabang, a member of the National Authority Board, passed away in April 2010. His absence has created a challenge in forming a quorum. Since the portfolio committee conducted interviews for the appointment of the National Authority Board, the committee has knowledge of other potential candidates that could serve on the board. In light of this, I request that the portfolio committee recommend one or two candidates that could replace Mr. Shabang. It will be appreciated if it could be done by the end of August so that the board can proceed with their business. So I think what Speaker here is the minister again made a request to the speaker, and then what is critical out of that is that in the previous round, the portfolio committee had to call for nomination. So because of the time frames which are involved and the problems which are experienced within the board, the minister has requested just that we look at those candidates we interviewed before. We look at those candidates we interviewed before so that we can make further recommendations for that vacancy. So I think that the job will have to be preoccupied with. I don't know whether the members did receive the report, the summary of the report of the previous of the previous deliberations, and also the short CVs of those people who were involved. Were this report out before yesterday? Distributed them today. So it means that the poor souls might not have applied their minds properly. I don't know what we must do. Must we bite the bullet and see whether it explodes in the time or make it a little bit so that we acquaint ourselves with this. I'll just give three people a chance to respond to this question. Honorable Father,
thank you, Chairperson. I remember quite clearly that there was one other candidate that I felt very strongly about, since that I was extremely impressed by his interview and what I acknowledge has been his ability to contribute to the operations of the board, and that was Mr. Peter Barnard. So if you ask me to just propose one person, I would very strongly like to propose Mr. Barnard. If we are going to, and I've only just seen the letter from the minister in which he asked one or two names, if we want to forward to him more than one name, which may be a very good idea, I'm afraid I will have to go back to my ranking. I have kept those documents. Finding them might be a bit of a challenge, but I know I have them. And then I would love to go back to that. But as a principle, can I propose that we stick with the candidates that we have shortlisted before, and that we don't go through a whole new call for nominations, etc., and that we rather just then ask whether those candidates, and if we have more than one name, perhaps the secretary could just then check with them whether the circumstances are of such a nature that they are still available for nomination to the board. But so first, that we stick with the existing ones, that if we propose one person, my proposal would be with five more citizens who want to send through more than one name, that perhaps we delay that until Friday when we have would have had time to look at those score sheets. Thank you.
But I think that's what the letter is literally saying, that you must look at those people who have already interacted with. I think that's why, because of the edges of the situation, they didn't want us to open. I remember one thing, Mr. Barry was that the one who was nominated by Mr. Marek, and the reason that Mr. Marek was if Mr. Marais then is going to be a student, technically then we're going to limp for the corner. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. But they have to recruit themselves because that candidate was nominated by him.
Sorry, sir, technically I think that in September here as well, we would be 7 members now. Which
the fact that this is what has been distributed this morning, which is having all the content of the matter, I think it's better that we refer the matter so that we apply our minds correctly and take it from there. Refer to the meeting on Tuesday, as you're saying, we're having a meeting on Tuesday.
I was just going to say, I would prefer that, I don't know how long the Tuesday meeting will be, I would prefer the Tuesday than the Friday, if maybe we set time for Tuesday to do this, and notify.
Alright, the house is sitting until our first day on Tuesday, we can have the meeting immediately after that, until 5. I think that there are not many people arousing their controversial, because even this letter of the minister is very instructive, only from the pool which you introduced. So no, it limits the scope dramatically, makes our work easier. And then number two is the issue of the report. That report you are supposed to have on Friday. The other inputs are not here. So, and then what is also critical, even on the report itself, I think that even as Mango, is not going to have a chance to go and look at those inputs as well. So that if there are any gaps which are still out there, we are not going to have the time to make a follow-up to those people are supposed to make, if they were incomplete. So I think that the Tuesday meeting will be more suitable in our circumstances, and then we'll go and apply our master. So I will agree on Tuesday afternoon. Honorable members, I think that with those agreements we've just made, I think the meeting is adjourned.